Rhythm by Marie Lipscomb and read by Ava Blair for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. Beth. Her bones rattle as she's thrown around by the uneven road and slammed against the Jeep's door. Actually, road is too generous. It's more like a track blasted out of the side of the mountain and leveled using a crazy straw. The knuckles on her right hand are bloodless as she clings to the door handle. Beside her, her friend Sadie frowns in the driver's seat. She shifts gear and struggles along the potholed track. Her warm, tawny brown complexion pales at a particularly expensive-sounding thunk.
"Are you sure this is right? I have a terrible feeling about it."
Sadie shoves her long, silky, straight black hair back from her face, not daring to take her eyes from the path ahead.
"And I don't like the look of those clouds over there. Looks like rain."
"I can handle rain.
This whole situation is sketchy."
With her free hand, Beth scrolls through the listing on her phone, reading the How to Find Us section of the booking. "I'm positive it's this road. They do say it's pretty bumpy."
Bumpy is an understatement.
"I'm sorry. For the record, I still think this is a ridiculous idea."
"Ridiculous ideas are my forte."
Sadie taps her manicured matte black nails on the steering wheel as the ground evens out to something resembling a driveway, and gravel crunches beneath the Jeep's tires.
"Do you still have signal?"
"Yep. And there's Wi-Fi in the cabin, too. If I need you, I'll call or message you."
"And what if an axe murderer cuts the power?"
"Sadie."
"Beth?"
Beth shakes her head, the thick brown waves of her hair spilling over her shoulders as she sighs and turns toward the window. Trees pass by slowly as they creep along the track, and she catches sight of her pale white face in the window's reflection. Dark shadows hang beneath her eyes. How long has it been since she slept longer than 4 hours? The exhibition's deadline is fast approaching, and every day she's more and more convinced her inner critic is right. She's a fraud. Sure, she can draw and paint, but she's no artist. Picking at a thread on the cuff of her jacket, she tries to push aside her negative thoughts. She needs this break. She needs to get away from the city, from the noise and stress. A long weekend retreat in a remote cabin, all by herself in the mountains. Nothing to distract her, no one around for miles, no car so she can't bail when things get too difficult. Just her, the beautiful country, and her art. And it is art. If she can concentrate, if she can produce something meaningful, then maybe it'll be deemed worthy of the gallery. Sadie huffs at her side.
"I just don't feel good about leaving you up here all by yourself."
She has always fretted over Beth, ever since they met 15 years ago in school. Almost immediately, she had fallen into the role of the older, sometimes annoying, always lovely sister Beth always wished she had.
"All right, Beth, I'm serious. Call me every morning and every evening, okay? If I don't get a call, I'm heading up here with the cops and the army."
Beth chuckles.
"There's no one else up here. What could possibly happen?"
"Bears?" She glances at Beth, her eyes wide and eyebrows nearly up to her hairline.
"Snakes? Bears wielding snakes as weapons? Snakes commanding an army of bears?"
Folding her arms over her chest, Beth plasters an over-exaggerated scowl on her face.
"You think I can't defend myself against a snake-wielding bear?" "I know you think you can defend yourself against a snake-wielding bear. That's what worries me. Please, please, please don't do anything stupid up here. Okay?"
"Yes, Mom." Sadie rolls her eyes. "Elizabeth Barlow, if I was your mother, I'd put you over my knee."
"Don't threaten me with a good time."